They all turned as Callista's mother, Nora, stood half-bent over with grocery bags in both arms.
A little help?
Nora asked with a laugh. Callista quickly took one of the paper bags from her mother's arms. Her father leaned over her shoulder to see if he could peek inside the bag.
Ask her if she got the tomato sauce for the soup,
he said anxiously.
Grandma Josie cursed behind him, mumbling that he was wrong.
Did you get the tomato sauce?
Callista asked her mother.
Nora laughed and glanced around the room.
That your father?
She asked.
Tell him there is no sauce in that chicken soup recipe.
Told you,
Grandma Josie said, proudly adjusting her shawl around her shoulders. Callista's father beamed and crossed to his wife, standing close to her.
Tell her she looks beautiful today, he said warmly.
No,
Callista replied, scrunching up her nose. Nora smiled anyway, guessing what her husband had said.
I'll be in the kitchen, her mother announced.
As she headed that way, Nora walked right through Callista's father. His spirit reassembled quickly, and he was still watching after his wife lovingly. Callista stared at him for a long moment, memorizing his features. In just under a week, she wouldn't be able to see her dad anymore either. All the ghosts would be gone. Callista's father and her grandma Josie would soon disappear from her life. And at the thought of losing them, the ache in her bones deepened. It was unbearable to think about. So, she didn't. Callista hadn't let herself think about losing them at all.